Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is February 25th, 2020. And it's actually February 25th because I'm doing this after midnight. You know, yesterday I talked about how that sometimes the devotions aren't just for you, then sometimes they are for me. And today, this devotion is for me. I'm sharing it with you, and I pray it'll be a blessing to you. But it's something that I deal with in my life, and maybe it's something that you deal with in your life. And so we'll see if it's a blessing to you. Recently, I listened to a podcast discussing a book called Unburdened. The author of the book is Vance Pittman, and he talks about how the first 10 years of his Christian life was a burden. He discussed trying to live for Christ, trying to do something big for God because God had done something big for him. He discussed how hard that was, how unfulfilling, and how it did not bring peace. He states how that he then realized that he was trying to live for God. He was trying to live for God since God had made such a great sacrifice for him. And then he realized that no matter how hard he tried to live for God, he could never satisfy his own desire to live for God. I mean, no matter what he did, he couldn't measure up. He could never do enough. He was always falling short. I can't remember exactly how he said he had his breakthrough. I just remember that he said he came to the understanding that trying to live for Christ was the wrong way to live. What he said he came to understand is that what he needed to do was let Christ live through him. You know, that made so much sense to me because I often get bogged down in my Christian walk. I sometimes get frustrated with myself. You know, you're trying to serve, and sometimes the fruits are few, and sometimes it can get burdensome. And I don't mean burdensome in a bad way, like it's a negative thing. It's just like, you know, you're just... Maybe the thought that comes to my mind just now is you're in a slough of despondency, like in Pilgrim's Progress. So you know, you no matter what you do, you always feel like a failure. You know, I've tried my best to live my life for Christ, raise my kids for Christ, pastor the church for Christ. In all those areas, I don't measure up. I'm not great at or successful at any of those. And so it can get frustrating when you're trying to do that for God because he's done so much for you. And so the author of Unburdened mentioned how that instead of living for Christ, we should let Christ live through us. He mentioned how we have no ability to live for Christ. The only ability we have is to let Christ live through us. And the scripture that he used was 1 John. Well, I don't know if this is a scripture that he used or not, but listen to this. And this was manifested to the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And we understand that living through him is not just eternal life, but in this life, that we might have it more abundantly. This life is to be an abundant life. Now, again, I don't understand all of this concept, and I'm going to buy the book and I'm going to read it to try to find out, to see if I can find some help for me and my Christian walk. And maybe if I find some help for me, I'll be able to share with you on this devotion. But I do need to think about myself, Christ living through me. And if I let Christ live through me, how that might change my outlook and maybe even a little frustration in my Christian life and Christian walk. So how's your Christian walk? Are you frustrated sometimes by trying to do something big for God because He's done something big for you? Maybe we can think about living Christ living through us together. I want to share with you how Gill describes this passage. They are regenerated and made spiritually alive and live under righteousness, and through His righteousness wrought out for them and imputed to them, they are in a legal sense alive unto God, and alive and comfortable in their own souls, living by faith on Christ, and have a right and title to eternal life, and which they also have through Him, and which is chiefly intended here. For the design is not only that they may live spiritually and comfortably here, but eternally hereafter. As I was thinking about this yesterday, Galatians 2:20 kept popping into my head. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Notice this is that I am to be crucified with Christ. Notice it's not I that live, but Christ lives in me. So Christ lives through me. And I'm supposed to live by the faith of the Son of God. You know, Christ living through me. And so my ability is going to be because Christ is living through me. Today, Lord, as I come to You in prayer, I pray that You will help me to see that I need to quit trying to repay You for what You have done for me. I pray, Lord, that I will see that I need to live through grace and live through You. I pray, God, that I will see that Your yoke is easy and Your burden is light. I pray that You will help Your people to learn from this and encourage them to let You live through them. Just thank You for the grace of God, and may it give us the peace that passes all understanding. Thank You for hope. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.